It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Something that has been in the news lately is Colin Kaepernick. We're not going to talk about Colin Kaepernick because I'm really tired of it. So
I'm not.
We're going to...
I am.
But the reason why we have to talk about this is because there are three main incidents this week relating to the Colin Kaepernick, I guess you'd call it an uprising. And we'll start with Megan Rapinoe. Abby Wambach was recently interviewed on SportsCenter. The question is Megan Rapinoe being brave protesting the national anthem? Abby Wambach certainly thinks so. Do their situations in general make them brave? Just being, I guess you could say, a minority in sports. She says, "I think labels are meant to be defined." This is Abby Wambach. "I want to be seen as a human first." Now, we'll start with that. Everybody's a human. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Doesn't matter. You're human.
Sure.
See as a human first. I agree with that.
Every human should be seen as valued, and they should feel like they're valued.
Absolutely.
So, which makes this tricky, though.
Yeah. I think labels are meant to be broken. I disagree with that.
Because sports are not labeled as whatever things happen off the field. You're there to play sports. It's your job.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you're representing a team.
You don't need to be using that for a social statement.
You're representing a team. And to call them brave, it's really tough because you got to be sensitive here. But
absolutely.
When you're Colin Kaepernick, and we'll get into that with Adam Jones, what he said about baseball. But Colin Kaepernick, 70% of the NFL is African Americans. When his whole team, 7/10 of the team, is with him and behind him, it's not breaking up his team. The locker room is around Colin Kaepernick. So to say that by taking a knee is being brave, it's kind of tough to say that. I wouldn't go that far when you're standing next to an Army veteran.
Exactly.
So, yeah. But I understand where they're coming from.
Now,
and I have no problem with them protesting.
I'll play the devil's advocate, and I'll say that, you know, anywhere you go, you're going to have somebody who opposes you. So if you protest, someone's going to get mad. And if you don't protest, someone's going to get mad. So there is that, you know, when you bring up the whole Army veteran thing. But is it... I think we take everything that we do here, we definitely take for granted. I think that there's a sensible way to protest. I don't want to say... I don't think she's being brave. I think she's being a little bit
rebellious.
Disruptive. I don't like this whole thing. I think labels are meant to be broken. This whole civil disobedience platform. And sure, that has worked for us. I mean, we wouldn't be a country if not for that.
Well, so one thing that I've taken away from this is 90% of the people that are talking about this don't really want to talk about this. And everyone's been kind of stubborn on this thing. If you kind of... There's two different ways you can go on this. There's two sides, and the two sides really don't want to meet together. You're kind of seeing some stubbornness here, and I think the conversation has kind of gone stale because no one really knows what to say anymore.
No.
It hasn't really done any movement here. It's gotten the conversation going, which is a good thing. You need that conversation going, but it needs to lead to action. And you need to take this into the community.
Arguing.
Yes, you need to take this into the community, and people need to be more willing to listen to the other side.
Well, that's the thing, is that Colin Kaepernick said, he came out, "Oh yeah, I'm going to keep doing this until I see a formidable change." What are you looking for?
Unless he doesn't do anything else, he may not see any other change, because he actually needs to take this movement.
Like
all he's doing right now is
a foundation.
Gesture.
Like, we're jumping ahead.
Do a TV special or something.
Like, we're jumping ahead a little bit, but Adam Jones is actually doing stuff. Because I was a little more connected to this.
Before we get to Adam Jones, let's go to the second person who had something to say about this. It was Clemson head coach Dabo Sweeney. So here's his quote. He was asked about it in a press conference. He said, I think everybody... No, I want to go there. I think everybody has the right to express himself in that regard. But I don't think it's good to be a distraction to your team. I don't think it's good to use the team as a platform. I totally disagree with that. Not as protest. But I just think there's a right way to do things. I don't think two wrongs make a right. I never have, never will. I think it just creates more divisiveness, more division. unquote. I completely agree with that.
I am 100% with him on that.
I think he said a lot of good things. I don't completely agree with everything he said. I think he took MLK out of context here, but you can't discredit a lot of what he said, not the quotes that you mentioned, but if in that 7-minute interview.
Do you think what Martin Luther King did was civilly disobedient?
Some things he did.
Now, I'm not talking about the stand. I'm talking about just general moral code, I guess.
Generally, in general,
I don't think it necessarily was.
No, but some things he did at that time,
yeah.
I think a lot of people started to discredit Dabo because he just took the good things of MLK, which you can't just discredit all what he says. I think Dabo Sweeney said a lot of good things, and he got the conversation going, and he was willing to listen, and he willing to listen on Kaepernick. He said, I agree with his protest. You can protest. Just the way you're going about it may not be the best way. You're using your team as a platform, and you're not even playing. So what Dabo Sweeney said,
because he
was on the right mark.
Not everybody.
There.
Now, this can go the other way. If anybody, you might remember this. I don't remember his name. He used to be a coach for the Washington Redskins.
Shanahan?
No.
Before that?
Yes. It was a few before that. It was before Joe Gibbs as well. It might have been Jim Haslett. I forget. There was a coach there who just, he saw the way the team would kind of force everybody to try to pray, and he didn't like that. Now, you see a lot of that. You see prayer being kind of highlighted that way. Now, you could play devil's advocate, and you could, you know, make a two-way street there. Is at the same time these people are protesting for what they want to stand up for, others are trying to get others to pray. I don't want to say we need to coexist, but we need definitely respect each other. And that aspect, and if you're going to promote a certain platform, maybe your team, now independently, don't bring it on the field, you know?
Yeah, it's because with Kaepernick, it can almost be like, hey, pay attention to me, not Blaine Gabbert, the starter.
Yeah. No, well, I understand why he's doing it.
He has every right to do
what he's
doing.
Wrong time and wrong place, though.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Now, think of it this way. If you had something to say, Thomas, or you had something to say, Jake, or I had something to say, if I wanted to make a statement about something, I mean, we're on the radio. That's the best we're going to do. Colin Kaepernick could call a press conference tomorrow in a supermarket and get the national media out there. He could get USA Today out there. He could get ESPN out there. All right? Go do that.
Yeah.
Go do it. Okay? Go form a coalition. Go get Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. Go form a coalition.
I would love to see more owners on his side. I would love to see the San Francisco owner back him up here and start a foundation.
Yeah.
Go donate some money. Go make a difference in the community.
Plenty of people do that. All right. Yes, the community. That's definitely good because we want to go there. So, finally, Adam Jones. We'll give you his quote real quick as we have to move on soon. We're doing this whole thing of staying on time limit. It's going really well so far today. So, all right. So, Adam Jones was asked why he doesn't think these protests are happening in baseball. And he said, and I quote, because it's a white man's sport. He came out and he said, let's see, we have two strikes. We already have two strikes against us already, so you might as well not kick yourself out of the game. In football, you can't kick them out. You need those players. In baseball, they don't need us. Unquote. That's very cynical, I guess.
If a lot of people have taken that article out of context. If you read the whole article, it explains that a little better. I read it just before the show because I had heard that all week, and the rest of that USA Today article does give some context to those comments.
I thought Adam Jones had some very good, insightful things to say about the MLB.
Yeah, he's actually active in the Baltimore community. He was very active in the mess that was last year.
And I see his side because it is tough to bring that up in the MLB. It's definitely a different sport than the NFL, especially the community and the player base. It is not player-run like the NFL, so to make a statement on a team when you're with 25 other players, it's tougher.
Let me ask you this. Say we... Okay, so I'm going to make a really hilarious comparison here. Say Rick Astley, the whitest musician ever, got in a giant moral conflict, and white athletes started to kneel for Rick Astley. And then it was never happening in soccer. And somebody asked a soccer player. Somebody asked, like, Clint Dempsey why it wasn't happening in soccer. And he said, oh, because soccer is not a white man's sport. Do you think that would be... I mean, do you think that's acceptable?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's... It's hard to make comparisons like that. It really exactly. is.
It's really hard to do that.
I just don't like the way he said it. I don't like it. I don't think that's true at all. I think baseball is one of those sports that bridge the gap. And we had to get over that. We had problems in America. We still have problems in America. Baseball is one of the things that bridges that gap. I've seen it.
It's done it in the past.
You know, I worked for a baseball team this summer.
It has done it in the past. MLB
it brings everybody together. I think baseball is one of the most diverse sports. It's much more diverse than football. Baseball is much more diverse than football. You got people from all around the world playing together.
The Orioles brought the city of Baltimore back together after that.
Let me ask you this before we go to a break. Which sport do you think has more of an impact on culture, on bringing diversity together, baseball or football in America? I love football, but I'm going to say baseball.
I think diversity-wise,
but in America, that culture from the NFL definitely affects the community more. You can make more of an impact in American culture through the NFL, but the MLB does a better job with diversity.
I think they do. Bringing everybody together?
Yeah.
I would say the MLB.